Ladies and gentlemen of the media, following yesterday's presidential and parliamentary elections, Ghanaians at home and abroad have been sitting on tenterhooks awaiting the outcome of the election. Let me say that the data from our own internal collation of the election results indicate that former President, His Excellency John Dramani Mahama, has won the presidential election decisively. The NDC has also won the parliamentary election, even though we await final collation for a number of seats. However, I believe ultimately that these will not change the overall outcome. I have just called His Excellency John Dramani Mahama to congratulate him as President-elect of the Republic of Ghana. I said during the signing of the Peace Pact that I was sure of two things: Ghana will win and peace will reign. The people of Ghana have spoken. The people have voted for change at this time, and we respect that decision with all humility. I thank God Almighty for how far He has brought me, and I submit to His will. I am making this concession speech before the official announcement by the Electoral Commission to avoid further tension and preserve the peace of our country. It is important that the world investor community continues to believe in the peaceful and democratic character of Ghana. These are our most important assets. Ghana is more important than our individual political ambitions, and we must always put Ghana first. While this was not our desired outcome, I say this is part of the democratic process. We put our best foot forward in the contest, explaining our policies and programs. However, it is sometimes the case that the voter would have other ideas. I am very proud of the efforts of our campaign team, and I thank them very much. I assure His Excellency John Dramani Mahama of my full support in the transition.